demand management and prioritization. Organizations must manage and prioritize demand because sales will differ on a regular basis from planned demand in total volume and/or in product 1009, and because supply often cannot produce products in the exact timing and 1009 specified by the demand plan. Since supply is often constrained or lacking, demand needs to be managed and prioritized to guarantee that the supply chain as a whole is well served and the organization uses its resources wisely so that operations lead to profitable business results. Demand management and prioritization starts at the level of master scheduling and also occurs at the material requirements planning level. Demand management and prioritization may include setting time fences to keep operations running on time and on budget once they are committed. A time fence restricts disruptive last-minute changes to a manufacturing production schedule by setting one or more change cutoff dates as one gets closer to the present. Each time fence has escalating levels of approval required to override the cutoff. Demand management and prioritization may also direct the allocation of supply. And this allocation process must be measured and managed to ensure that customer service levels are met. Managing and prioritizing demand requires an organization or supply chain wide view. It involves optimizing demand across the system as measured by optimum organizational profit, demand volume, sales revenue, and customer service, including customer retention. This is a management activity because it involves setting and enforcing policies to promote this optimization process. It is a prioritization activity because it involves making judgment calls to decide what actions or customers are more important than others when capacity is limited. Management and prioritization can be based on customer segmentation strategies, such as fulfilling orders to the most valuable customer segments first. Another example is rationing supply so that each warehouse or retailer receives a portion of the full demand, but no entity goes without a certain minimum amount. Managing and prioritizing demand could also involve prioritizing production to increase supply of certain items or prioritizing items within distribution systems to better distribute supply to meet demand. For service industries or for customer service attached to products, prioritizing demand can involve queues, waiting in line, or waiting on hold. Exhibit 1-51 shows some situations in which managing and prioritizing demand is usually necessary. Exhibit 1-51, situations requiring managing and prioritizing demand, with examples. Since demand management and prioritization often involve thinking beyond an internal department focus or beyond a single organizational focus, successful implementation can benefit significantly by setting a clear prioritization policy and implementing it using a structured process. Demand management and prioritization policy. A demand management and prioritization policy should clearly indicate who is allowed to manage and prioritize demand. Responsibility may be restricted to appropriate management levels in the supply organization based on the level of risk involved in the decision. The highest prioritization decisions involving strategic risks may be made at the executive level, while supply managers may be responsible and held accountable for lower-level demand management and prioritization decisions. A key policy best practice is to retain responsibility for these lower-risk decisions at the management level, rather than delegating this responsibility to individual salespersons. Delegating to individual salespersons tends to create organizational conflicts because each salesperson will naturally be motivated to act in his or her own customer's best interests rather than in the overall best interests of the organization. This policy should be documented and clearly communicated to the sales force. Another possible policy is to retain the management and prioritization power in the demand side of the organization, rather than delegating it to the supply organization. While the supply side will provide critical input to decisions regarding the cost of changing ongoing production activities, only the demand side has information on the most valuable customers and marketing and sales goals. Demand management and prioritization process. A demand management and prioritization process rests on several principles. One is that the organization's intent is to fulfill demand whenever it is feasible and will result in an increase in marginal profits, even when this demand comes from unexpected sources. The prioritization process involves finding ways to make the unexpected orders become profitable if they would not be otherwise. This may involve fulfilling the demand later than is requested, delaying other orders to meet the customer's request date, or offering a substitute product. An order is declined only if these measures are not acceptable to the customer or the sales manager. Sales and customer service must be trained in such an exception process so that these orders can be analyzed as soon as possible. While multiple options still exist, another principle is that when demand differs from supply within a time frame that allows for supply capacity or operations to be changed without impact on costs or other operations, prioritization is not necessary. It is the supply organization's responsibility to manage supply in this case, when there are cost implications to a supply and demand mismatch, such as when materials have already been purchased or work is in process. Management and prioritization are necessary to match supply. The process should involve determining ways to delay commitments until the last possible moment, so that prioritization is necessary for as few operations as possible. This is done by delaying decisions until a necessary decision point is reached, such as when raw materials need to be ordered or a batch process must be started to keep operations running smoothly and at acceptable cost. These decision points, when they relate to operations, are time fences. Decision points such as time fences should be set in consultation with both the supply and demand sides of the organization so that they reflect the optimum balance between production costs and customer service. Strategic decision points may include questions such as whether to increase capacity, delaying such a decision until it is absolutely necessary to start the related capital projects will allow the organization to have the most current information on projected demand. Collaborative demand management and prioritization. Tools for collaborative demand management and prioritization include sharing information on actual capacity or working with retailers well in advance of perceived shortage periods. Customer service levels and prioritization. Customer service represents the supply chain's role in fulfilling marketing objectives. A customer service strategy must identify and prioritize all activities required to fulfill customer logistical requirements as well as, or better than, the competition does. When developing a customer service strategy, the key question to ask is, does the cost associated with achieving specified service performance represent a sound investment? Comprehensive evaluation of competitive performance and customer response to service attributes can be used to formulate a basic strategy. The fundamental measures of basic customer service are fill rates, lead time monitoring, order status monitoring, and customer satisfaction.